Wisconsin lawmakers may let gun owners take weapons more places and with fewer regulations. The measure is before a Senate committee, and it took testimony yesterday. Dozens of people lined up for and against the changes in a hearing that lasted all day. As WUWM's Annalise Hensel reports, speakers focused on two particular aspects of the bill, school grounds and training requirements.
Wisconsin has a law allowing people to take concealed weapons in public, for instance, in a holster covered by a jacket or in a purse. Owners must obtain training and a state permit. Now, Republicans are pushing a constitutional carry bill. It would let people carry concealed guns without a permit or training. Gun owners, such as Andrew Hanke, told the committee Wednesday there's no need for the state to require classes on the safe handling of guns.
These firearms are really not all that complicated to operate. They have a button that releases the magazine if you have a magazine-fed pistol. They have a safety switch if equipped. And they have a trigger. Three controls at the most.
Every gun owner in this room knows that there are four universal rules of firearms. They're very short. You can say it in 15 seconds.
Another owner, Michael Cook, added his thoughts.
Rule one, assume all guns are loaded, always. Rule two, don't point your gun at anything you don't want to destroy. Rule three, keep your finger off the trigger until you want it to fire. And rule four, make sure you know everything that's behind your target. If you follow those rules, there are no accidents.
Such comments didn't sit well with State Senator Lena Taylor. The Milwaukee Democrat says if gun owners are circulating in public with weapons, it makes sense to ensure they know how to handle them.
I voted for concealed carry. I believe that people have a right to carry, but I believe that some levels of restriction are appropriate for other people's interests, to be very candid, because we don't live in the world alone.
Meanwhile, Eve Drury argued the Second Amendment wasn't meant to give average citizens the go-ahead to tote guns day to day.
I don't think that anyone should carry a gun, concealed or not concealed. And I feel like the only person in this room who should have a gun is the officer in the back of the room. And I don't believe that...
The other portion of the constitutional carry bill that drew the most debate was how the measure changes rules for school grounds. Under current law, guns are prohibited. The bill before lawmakers would lift the ban, although schools could post signs indicating guns are forbidden. Michael Stewart of the group Wisconsin Firearm Owners backs the change. He says today's restrictions are unreasonable.
I have a child. I used to pick him up at school. We would go hunting. We would go duck hunting. I'd have a shotgun in the back seat. I probably have more training than you'd care to hear about. I technically may have been in a situation where that I could have gotten in trouble for doing something like that.
The head of the State School Board Association says its members have mixed opinions. But 95-year-old Earl Thayer is unequivocal in wanting to keep a distance between guns and young people. Thayer says he grew up hunting and served in World War II. He says after the war, he gave away his weapons with tragic results.
One of those guns killed my nephew by suicide, a young man who was upset by a disagreement with his girlfriend. Watching the news lately, it's apparent that fits of anger or disagreement, however brief, have caused far too many gun killings.
Thayer says if lawmakers approve the constitutional carry measure, the state would be guilty for any death that might result. If Wisconsin adopts the bill, it would become the 13th state with such a law. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.